getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hey there, I'm Keith Carpenter, pastor at Epic Life Church in North Seattle. In 1 Kings chapter 19:4, we read this. Then he, Elijah, went on alone into the desert, traveling all day long. He sat down under a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. "I've had enough, Lord," Elijah said. "Take my life, for I'm no better than my ancestors who have already died." How did Elijah get here? Heavy discouragement, huge battle scars from the enemy, silence from God, just disappointment? What happened to Elijah? Did God send him away because of his sin? Or was Elijah confused and scared because God was being quiet and had stopped leading his steps? Well, a few chapters earlier, we find out what was happening in Elijah's life that brought him to lay down under the broom tree. In chapter 16 of 1 Kings, we find this guy, his name's Ahab, and his rebellion and evilness was great. And behind him was an even greater evil woman named Jezebel. They worshipped a guy named Baal, the storm god of Canaan, said to bring rain to the land and fertility and life. But Elijah predicted through God, God called him to predict it, that there wouldn't be any rain and there would be a drought. The one true God stopped the rain, in essence showing the world that Baal had no power and was not God at all. The scripture says that Elijah was sent to a stream where God was going to take care of him with a bunch of fish. Later on, we find in verse 8 of chapter 17, the Lord told Elijah to go to where he would find a widow and her son, and he would show the miraculous there and end up healing her son, bringing him back to life. Later on, the Lord told Elijah to go again and tell Ahab that it will soon rain. And of course, the contest and the battle on Mount Carmel where 450 prophets were killed. Later on, it did rain. And just as God had told Elijah, the rainstorm came and Elijah prevailed. And again, Elijah was told to go to Jezreel. But after that, we find him under the broom tree. Well, Ahab tattles on Elijah and tells his wife how bad he is. Jezebel puts a death warrant out on Elijah's head. So Elijah runs. He flees for his life. He's afraid. One day into the wilderness, finds a broom tree, a solitary broom tree, lays down underneath it, and seeks to die. And the Lord comes to him and says, "What are you doing here?" The reason he was asking this is because God had not sent him this time. Elijah ran out of fear after seeing God's strong hand, time after time, and the miraculous, yet he still ran. "What are you doing here?" God asked. "Have you come on your own out of fear? Have you come on your own out of being tired? Why are you at a crisis of faith? The suffering we experience for Christ's kingdom will always strengthen us for the miraculous ahead of us. The miraculous never happens when we stop stepping in to faith." In 1 Kings 19:20, just after this, Elijah was replaced by Elisha. Was Jezebel more powerful than Ahab, that God couldn't handle her too? Was she too much of a threat to the kingdom of God? What have you deemed too much for God to handle? Fear of the threats in front of us is natural and okay, but the lack of action because of the fear of threats is directly proportionate to our faith in the power of the living God. Non-action is always movement in the opposite direction of where God is sending us. Is it fear that will lead us to the broom tree? Under the broom tree, our memory is foggy at best and non-existent at worst. It is a disorienting place of confusion and blindness. It is a place where we lie down to die, a place where we settle in, deciding that God is finished with us and what he is calling us to do is just too hard and it requires too much of us. We arrive at the broom tree when we go, but haven't been sent. This is the one time we see Elijah going, but not being sent. Out of fear, out of confusion, out of selfish ambition, going without being sent is running in the wrong direction, running away from the battle and not into it. We must continue to go until we are sent someplace else. We must crush fear with faith. There is nothing that destroys fear better than faith demonstrated in action. You are powerful because God is on your side. You are strong because God is your strength. You are God's messenger. You are not listening to this radio broadcast by accident. God wants you to hear this message right now, today. Get up and go back and face the Jezebels of your life. Walk up to Jezebel, look at her in the face, and tell her you will not back down. The God of heaven's armies is on your side. God has more to accomplish, and he'll do that through you and your obedience, or he'll do it through someone else and his or her obedience. We are much quicker to live in disobedience and comfort than in obedience and discomfort. So fix your gaze on things that cannot be seen. Elijah has an amazing story of incredible, unbelievable miracles and events, but so do you. Are we willing to go to the very edge of fear and sacrifice to bring the kingdom of God to Seattle, our jobs, sports, schools, streets? Fix your eyes, your gaze, your soul gaze on Jesus. Stop gazing at these things that drags you through the desert and brings you under the broom tree.
You've been listening to Pastor Keith Carpenter of Epic Life Church in North Seattle. For more details about the church, visit their website online, epiclifechurch.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.